on going camping around the NFL. Today, we talk St. Louis Rams, and Sports Director of Missouri Net Radio, Bill Pollack, joining us here to talk Rams. Hey, Bill, appreciate your time this afternoon.
Hey, no problem. You must be starting at the bottom of the barrel, huh?
Actually, we're a week and a half into it, and it's been completely random, so... We actually started with San Francisco, so if you want to say starting with the bottom of the barrel, you could be right.
That's pretty close. I think that's going to be a battle between those two teams this year, between the Rams and 49ers for that bottom. So,
well, it's all of a sudden it seems like the Rams are on the bottom. Last year they actually came in with expectations. I think some experts thought they would be the team to beat in the NFC, and they fall flat on their faces. What happened last year?
Well, I think really the big thing was just injuries. The very beginning of the year, they lost offensive tackle Orlando Pace for the entire year. And at one time, they didn't have anybody starting on that offensive line from the first game of the season. It was completely revamped, and they had guys moving around, and then somebody would get hurt. And it was just, it was awful. And you know, the offensive line is really the unsung hero of any offense, and if you have problems there, then everything else is going to break down. And then that just led to injuries to Mark Bulger, and then he became ineffective. And then even at the start of the season, they had Torrey Holt, who had knee surgery, and he wasn't 100%. So it's one of those seasons that I think you just have to kind of wipe your hands clean and say, let's start fresh. And certainly that's the approach that head coach Scott Linehan is taking, but he's certainly under fire this year. They've got to produce. He was given a free ride at the end of last season because of the injuries, but he's got to do something this year.
Well, you mentioned the injuries and Mark Bulger. Did that show last year how much a healthy Mark Bulger means to that Rams team?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he, you know, the year before, he played with some bruised ribs, and this was the second year that he had to deal with that, but I think it was much worse than what the team was leading on, but it affected his passing game, and I think it starts to affect your confidence, your timing. You know, he didn't have much time to throw back there, and when he did, he didn't look set, and he was just out of whack and out of rhythm, and then on top of the bruised ribs, then he was dealing with some concussion issues, so he never really got into a rhythm either. But he's certainly Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, and if that line stays healthy and he can play better, you're going to see much better numbers from him.
Talking with Bill Pollack, talking Rams football here. He's sports director of Missouri Net Radio inside the home stretch on Appleton Sports Radio, AM 1570, The Score. Now, and overall, looking at quarterbacks around the league, I mean, Bulger's been one of those guys that's kind of flown under the radar when talking about top quarterbacks, considering all he has done. Why does he do that? Why doesn't he get his notoriety around the league?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think maybe, you know, he started when Mike Martz was here at the helm, and just the way that offense is set up with pass, that he may have just gotten that reputation of, well, that's the type of offense he's in, where they're going to throw more, so that's why his numbers may be inflated. So, you know, there may be some of that attributed to that, but he is a talented quarterback, though. And I think whatever system he fits into, I think he's going to do well if he can stay healthy, which you can say about just about any quarterback in the NFL.
Well, talking about another big part of the Rams offense, the question mark surrounding a Steven Jackson, the contract issues. Where is the team at with contract talks with Steven?
Well, right now, Scott Linehan is just text messaging Jackson. He's working out on his own. He won't say whether he's up there in the Milwaukee area or if he's down in St. Louis or somewhere else, but he's working out on his own. Basically, the sides are kind of at a standstill right now. Jackson wants at least, with his contract restructuring, at least $20 million guaranteed to start. That number could even be higher than that. The Rams are saying, hey, you get into camp, and then we'll talk contracts. So Linehan isn't too concerned. He says, you know, it's a part of the business side of the NFL, and he expects and has a lot of respect for Steven Jackson. He expects him in there soon. But at the same time, it's also opening up some additional playing time for some of their other running backs that they brought in camp, Antonio Pittman, Brian Leonard, who they brought in as a fullback, but also see some time at the halfback position. So he's not too concerned right now at this point, Linehan is, with Jackson being out. But they've got to get him in there soon, though, so that he gets up and running with this offense.
Talking Rams football with Bill Pollack, sports director of Missouri Net Radio here inside the home stretch on AM 1570, The Score. Now, you also cover the Chiefs. How similar is this to Larry Johnson's contract holdout from last year?
You know, I don't think it's very similar. Johnson was very vocal and really kind of rubbed the fans the wrong way. I think people have a little more respect for Steven Jackson in the St. Louis area. I think he's proven a little bit more what he can do. There was just a bad taste in a lot of Chiefs fans' mouths after the whole Johnson fiasco that really took place last year. This year, he's made some comments about the fans, selling their tickets to away, fans, and so there's been a little friction there. But I think there's a little more of a respect factor for Steven Jackson.
All right, back to the Rams here. The Rams, with the bad year, they were able to get the number 2 pick in the draft, grab defensive end Chris Long out of Virginia. Why did they go with Chris Long, and how was the pick perceived in Ram country?
Ram fans love it. They love this guy, and I think one of the biggest reasons is not only is he athletic and a good football player and can become a good NFL football player, but the fact is, and this has a lot to do with it, I'm a big believer in this, is that his father, Howie Long, knows the drill, knows the NFL drill. And I've had the opportunity to actually speak and interview Chris Long, and he's genuine, and he knows how to handle the media, and he's a guy that I think will be a good face for this organization and something that the St. Louis team needs with those fans. They've got to try to win back those fans, and I think he's a good fit for that team, not just on the field but off the field. He's just a class act kid, and as St. Louis fans get to know him more and as fans around the NFL start to see this kid play, they're really going to appreciate the type of kid that he is.
Could having the father like he did, the Hall of Famer, and Howie Long, could that add a little bit more pressure and maybe raise expectations for what should be expected from Chris?
Maybe from the fan standpoint, but certainly not from Chris. He says, I know what my father did and what he's done, and he's never pushed me or never pressured me. And so he says he's got full support from his father, so he doesn't feel that pressure at all. Now, the fans may be expecting something much quicker right away, but he certainly is not putting any of that pressure on himself at all. He certainly knows how to handle it.
Talking Rams football with Bill Pollack, sports director of Missouri Net Radio, here inside the home stretch on AM 1570 The Score as we go camping around the NFL and talk Rams football today. And Rams camp actually taking place in Wisconsin now. They make the move up to the Mequon area. Why did they decide to make that move?
This is a make-or-break year for head coach Scott Linehan, as I mentioned earlier. And he did some learning on the job last year and did some soul-searching after that season. And he's admitted, he did some things wrong, and he needed to change the way he approaches his coaching. And one of those things, the very first step is, let's get away from the shadows of the arch, let's get away from the St. Louis media, and let's just start something fresh. And they checked, three or four different places. They, for a time, had been at Western Illinois in Macomb. They thought about going back there, but they looked at Concordia University and liked what it offered, and so that's why they made the move. It was just to get away and do something fresh.
Is that a chance, too, for the team to become closer? You get away from everything, your unfamiliar surroundings, and you're pretty much that's all you're seeing is your team, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I know there's a private beach, from what I heard. There's like a mile that the university owns on Lake Michigan, so I know the guys were pretty excited and happy about that. But, yeah, it is a chance just to get away from the big city. And, you see a lot of NFL teams do that. So I was surprised, actually, that they went as far as Wisconsin, but again, if you want to get a fresh start and you want to get away from things, it certainly sounds like the facilities are good enough, and it's a great place to go. Temperature's a little bit cooler, in the summertime, so this may turn out to be a good move for him.
Well, let's look at this 2008 roster. Who are the key additions coming to this team this year, and how about some guys from last year that leave that may be of note?
Well, I like Chris Long. I think that the defensive line could be one of their strengths. I think they've got a great mix of young guys and veterans. You add Chris Long. The year before that, they drafted Adam Carricker out of Nebraska, so he's on that defensive line. And then you've got veteran Leonard Little, who will line up on the other side of the defensive line with Chris Long. And then you've got Leroy Glover, a 13-year vet, that rounds out what could be a very solid defensive line. So I like that mix there, and I like that they'll have Carricker in the middle at defensive tackle. Another key acquisition is the guy they picked up in the second round, Donnie Avery. He's a wide receiver out of Houston. He's a speedster. Torrey Holt likes this guy. He's taken him under his wing already. So this will replace Isaac Bruce, who they're not bringing back. This could certainly help bring back Mark Bulger in terms of his numbers and his production as well. I think the other position that I don't know how it's going to pan out this year, but I think down the road could be linebacker. They have Chris Draft. He's banged up already. He's got a few years, as Scott Linehan was talking about. He said that, you know, they did an MRI on his back, and it's just shown that he's played in the NFL a long time. He's just got a tight lower back, so they're going to watch him. But they've drafted four rookie linebackers. They're high on Chris Chamberlain, who they drafted out of Tulsa, and then this guy David Vibora. He's this year's Mr. Irrelevant. He's the last guy picked in the draft. But this guy led the WAC in tackles the last 2 years for a lousy Idaho program. So their defense could be pretty solid this year.
Talking Rams football with Bill Pollack here. He's sports director of Missouri Net Radio inside the home stretch for a couple more minutes on AM 1570, The Score. All right, going into the season, what do you see as being the major strengths for this team, Bill? And how about on the flip side of that, what are the major weaknesses?
Well, I think their first strength really comes down to special teams with their kicking game. Jeff Wilkins, their longtime kicker, retired, so the Rams went out and they got Josh Brown out of Seattle, a guy that has beat them numerous times in the last second with the field goals to give them some heartbreaking losses. I think that's going to be one of their top strengths. The biggest question mark is going to be the offensive line. They're taking their time with Orlando Pace coming back from his shoulder injury. There's still a lot of question marks there as to whether or not they're going to be healthy enough. And if that line breaks down, then you're going to look at Bulger breaking down, Jax, and you're going to be back to, you know, where you were last year. So a big question mark with the offensive line, but, you know, special teams will be key for them. They'll be much better at that area.
And I know we were talking about that earlier. Last year they went in with the expectations that they did fall flat on their face. A lot of people thought they would finally dethrone Seattle as the division champions. How about going into this year? If injuries stay away, could this team compete for an NFC West title?
You know, it'll be tough, but I think they've got the talent with their key positions. When you look at Bulger, Jackson, Torrey Holt, they've got those players that can certainly put points on the board. And like I said, their defensive line is strong, and if these linebackers that they've drafted, if they come up and start performing well, yeah, they could be a surprise. You know, you never know from year to year what's going to happen in the NFL. And I think why last year was such a disappointing season was because the year before that they went 6-10, but they showed a lot of promise at the end of the year, and they thought that would carry over. So, you know, this year you kind of think, oh, they, you know, three wins last year, and they're not going to do anything this year. But yeah, I mean, they could, you know, certainly compete, and you never know what happens if Seattle has a down year. And you know, it might take, you know, 10 wins to get that NFC West.
All right, lastly here, you're in Vegas, you're making the over under win total. What would be a fair assessment for this Rams team for 2008?
Oh, I think 8-8 is probably pretty realistic at this point. I would have to see more out of training camp and to see the health of the offensive line before I would give them any more than that.
Hey, Bill, appreciate your time today. And we'll be actually talking later on this week, as you cover the Chiefs too as well, correct?
Yeah, it's busy this time of year. You know, it's certainly a pro Kansas City Chiefs state. I think once you get about 20 miles west of St. Louis, everybody else becomes a Chiefs fan. But yeah, they've had a, you know, rough year last year, and they're kind of in a rebuilding stage. But something just to tease, Tony Gonzalez really likes the guys, the young guys that are coming in. So,
well, so when you say that, is it more like maybe east of the Mississippi there that the Rams fan kind of filter in a little bit to Illinois at all? Or
yeah, you know, I think so. It's pretty much just localized to St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You've got the Chiefs that, if you go across the state, people are Chiefs fans. You go across the state, people are Cardinal fans.
Cardinal fans.
Yeah.
So that's probably the best way to look at it. So, hey, Bill, again, appreciate your time, and we will talk on Thursday.
Yeah, that sounds good.